not safe, UK Health Service shuts down Tavistock, infamous for child trans treatments. By Jack Montgomery on July 29, 2022. England's National Health Service, NHS, is shutting down the infamous Tavistock Clinic, the country's key hub for child gender swapping treatment. But there is yet no indication of what will happen to the staff at the centre who permitted the scandals to take place. The Tavistock and Portman NHS Foundation Trust's Gender Identity Development Service, GIDS, had become hugely controversial in recent years, with the number of girls, in particular, being diagnosed as having gender dysphoria increasing by 5,000% in less than 10 years, according to The Times. Whistleblowers alleged that girls were deemed to be trans on such flimsy pretexts as not liking pink ribbons and dollies, with a former governor of the trust, Dr. David Bell, warning that there was virtually no psychological scrutiny at all before children were shunted onto a pathway towards life-altering medication and surgery by some physicians. The number of children seeking gender reassignment reportedly surged by another 20% during the Wuhan virus lockdowns. And issues including a so-called detransitioner suing the Tavistock after she was rushed into gender reassignment after roughly 3 short sessions and no real investigation of any mental issues possibly underlying her teenage belief that she was born in the wrong body have plagued the clinic. Consequently, the pediatrician leading the review of the GIDS has brought forward some of her recommendations early, possibly seeking to get ahead of a looming scandal, previously predicted by the likes of J.K. Rowling. Chief among the recommendations from Dr. Hilary Cass is that treatment at the Tavistock is not a safe or viable long-term option for patients and that its focus on gender identity has overshadowed considerations of other mental health issues. Cass has recommended that the trust be replaced by regional centers staffed by medics with a broad clinical perspective in order to embed the care of children and young people with gender uncertainty within a broader child and adolescent health context. And NHS England, which commissioned her investigation back in 2020, has been quick to accept this, with the Tavistock to be shut down by spring 2023. NHS England has also committed to enrolling youngsters put on puberty blockers into long-term research in collaboration with the National Institute for Health and Care Research to better establish their long-term effects. Sometimes downplayed by Tavistock medics, who on occasion describe them to parents and children as similar to simply hitting a pause button. Despite the risk of serious irreversible effects for patients who have second thoughts, such as being rendered infertile. The Tavistock and Portman NHS Trust has been deeply committed to far-left race ideology as well as gender ideology, holding struggle session-like seminars on the problem of whiteness, although officials have not seemed interested in interrogating it on this. While its closure will be welcomed by some critics of gender treatment for children, it remains to be seen whether some or all of the Tavistock staff will make their way into the new treatment centres NHS England plans to attach to local children's hospitals and 2 dedicated clinics at Great Ormond Street in London and northwestern England. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.